school was something that I generally excelled at. I was a good student in elementary school. I actually skipped a half of a grade. By the time I got to high school, it was very different. I went from being a very good student to suddenly being dumb. I went to a Catholic all-girls high school that was supposed to be for the brighter or the brightest girls in the city, among the Catholic schools, or one of the top Catholic schools for girls. And at our school, there were probably maybe 100 students per class and very few black students. In my class, there were only 10. So it was rather interesting when we got ready to graduate, there were a lot of us had trouble getting into college. We realized later that we were given bad references. And all throughout our high school experience, almost all of our tests were subjective. So it was very easy, if the test was subjective, to grade students in a manner that gave certain students poor grades. And so it was always interesting to me that I would do well on national tests, but I did so poorly in my grades. And so when it was time to graduate, I remember I wanted to go to college, and I remember the nuns telling me that I shouldn't go, that I wasn't college material, that in fact I was good with typing and, you know, with office practice. And so they actually sent someone from a court reporting school to my home to encourage me to enroll. And for whatever reason, I guess God had a hand in it, and I also had a lot of self-confidence that had been instilled by my family. I went to college, ended up in an honors program. In fact, there were several, all of the black kids, I think out of 10 of us, at least 9, and I'm not sure about the 10th person, we all ended up graduating from college. Yes, we had one student that graduated from Stanford with honors. I was talking to a friend just last night, Bonnie, who said that she was in the honors program at Fisk. She, like me, had not been accepted at other schools, and she has a PhD in psychology. I went to college at Texas Southern University in Houston, and so it was nice not to be dumb again. And so I had good experiences. Mm-hmm. And I was the editor of my student newspaper, president of the sorority. You know, it was nice to be able to basically realize my potential. Not to say that I should have been those things in high school, but I don't think that I was given the opportunity. You know, I'm over that now, but you do remember it, and those are the kinds of things that I want my children to know, that those things did happen, and that if they ever should have those experiences, that they can rise above them.